Welcome to Right Beside You, a Reed Health podcast. I'm Maggie McKay. And if you've been thinking about a career change, a career in healthcare, but you're not sure what to expect or how much it's changed since the pandemic began, we'll find out the answers to those and so many more questions. Our guests today are Jessica Burton and Kerrigan Working. Would you please introduce yourselves, Jessica?
Yes. Again, my name is Jessica Burton, and I am an HR generalist here at Reed Health.
And Kerrigan?
My name is Kerrigan Working. I'm one of the employment specialists here at Reed Health.
Jessica and Kerrigan are going to tell us about the future of career opportunities in the healthcare industry. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do as HR specialists at Reed Health? Jessica, you want to start?
Absolutely. So I work as an HR generalist here at Reed. So a lot of times I get the opportunity to help do audits. I get to do reporting employee issues. So if someone has something that they need to discuss about their department or different ideas that would help benefit the organization as a whole, those are opportunities that I have as a generalist to do that. We do get to participate in job fairs. So those are coming back ever since we're moving a little bit further away from the pandemic. That's what I get to do.
That sounds fun. How about you, Kerrigan? What's involved in your job?
So as an employment specialist, I'm more so interacting with candidates throughout their process, their interview, anywhere really from application to even after you start. So I'm doing the interviews, going through the applications, and just helping candidates find those opportunities and really just that point of contact as candidates are going through that.
That's got to be rewarding for both of you once somebody does get a job and then moves on and gets promoted and stays there for years. I mean, it's got to be rewarding.
It is. And then after they do get started, we also help do our new employee orientation. So we facilitate that every Monday. So we get the honor of walking, not only getting them started in the application process, the hiring process, but they do get to spend their first day as a Reed employee with us.
Oh, that's great. To get started, how has the workforce changed since the COVID-19 pandemic? Jessica?
I believe that it has changed a lot. The pandemic brought a lot of fear with people. So we've had to change the way we do things and how we recruit. A lot of times we weren't getting candidates coming in the door. And I think that just came with, you know, it's healthcare and we were going through a pandemic. So we had to learn how to do things with more technology. So we started doing online interviews where you could do those virtually. We started a quick app so people had the time to apply to positions, but then they also did a interview. So the interview was about 11 questions. It's automatic. They can take it at their discretion whenever they're ready. And then that would start that interview process along with that. So we've had to change how we did things as far as technology-based because we weren't able to have so many people coming in. As before, we did walk-in interviews, we had in-person interviews. So it's allowed for us to embrace technology and really captivate people as much as we can without being able to see them face-to-face.
Have you gone back to the old ways of in-person?
We have, and we do offer people that opportunity. So if we have people that are not very comfortable coming in, or maybe their schedules are not very flexible that allow them to come in, we do offer those virtual interviews as well as in-person interviews.
I would totally take the Zoom because I get so nervous face-to-face. I think that's awesome. I would love that. Oh, my gosh. Kerrigan, how has it changed for what you do?
So I think a big one is, like Jessica mentioned, the technology and then also a lot of remote opportunities, more so than what we had, just that option to, in certain departments, certain positions, to be able to work from home.
And what are you finding are key motivators and drivers for employees seeking a radical career change from one industry to another? What's the motivator?
Right now, I would say that people are moving because of money. They're looking at the dollar. They're looking at, I guess I would say, not as much benefits as they are the money. They want more of a positive work environment. They want to work, but they kind of want to work for more money at less time and have that work-life balance is what we're noticing.
And how does Reed promote work-life balance? How do they fit this into their culture? Kerrigan?
Yeah, so I think a big one is that we offer self-scheduling. So with different units and departments, you're able to kind of make your own schedule. And then we also have the flexible scheduling, and then we do encourage PTO usage as well.
So with HR in the healthcare industry at Reed Health, does that involve all job positions, including doctors and nurses?
Yeah, so we have 4 employment specialists here at Reed. So I recruit for the outpatient offices. We have Olivia with nursing, and then we have Allison and Alexis with support services in different departments. And then we also have our provider recruitment team, so that is separate, but still, of course, with Reed Health.
And how does Reed promote work-life balance? How do they fit this into their culture?
So we encourage employees to use their paid time off, which we call it our PTO, and then we offer flexible scheduling and self-scheduling. So a lot of times, the nurses and the clinical staff will know what their schedule is for about 2 months out in advance, and it is because they're doing that scheduling. So if they're going to school and they know, hey, I have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, they know how to schedule their time accordingly. And that way they're not having to miss class and they're not having to miss work as well. So those have been really beneficial for us.
That is so accommodating. I've never heard of a better system in a workplace. That's amazing. And what opportunities are available for someone not currently in healthcare that would like to pursue a career in serving others, but they just don't have the background?
We do have a lot of positions outside of clinical, so food and nutrition. A lot of times that they help in the cafeteria, they deliver trays up to the patient rooms. We have environmental services, so cleaning of the rooms of the different departments. We have engineering, so the ones that kind of keep the organization going. Grounds, where you can help make the organization pretty, you know, that upcoming winter that's coming with all the snow. They help do with snow removal. We have a police department, so we are one of the first that have that. We have material processing. We have a lot of different positions here at Reed. You do not have to have any form of training. We do a lot of on-the-job training. So that would be even for like phlebotomy tech. So although we do encourage you to get that certification on your own, we do have opportunities that they will do on-the-job training for you.
Do they still have candy stripers or volunteers? And do you have to be a certain age? What are the parameters to do that?
So to be an involunteer, you would just reach out to our volunteer department and they can get you set up for different needs that they have. So we have them helping with our valet services, maybe at the information desk. But if you want to be a candy striper, we call those here our nursing care assistants. And what you have to do for that is just apply, and as long as you have a high school diploma or GED. And once hired, they actually walk you through on-the-job training to be a nursing care assistant that would meet the standard that we have.
What advice and guidance can a Reed Health employment specialist offer a candidate who's unsure or hesitant about their current skills and how they transfer into healthcare? I mean, you kind of touched on that they don't necessarily need training because you will train them. But what else? If somebody said, I want to work there, but I'm unsure because I have no skills in this department.
I would say that right now we are working in time where it's not necessarily skills-based that we're looking for, although that is nice. We are looking for people that are passionate about serving others. So what we do is we tell people to look at the job board, see what different positions that are out there, look at the schedule, look at the things that we consider our essential functions to see if those are things that you can do or that you'd be willing to learn, and then you apply to those positions. And once you come in and you meet with one of the recruiters, they will walk you through that job description to see what would be your skill duties, your essential functions, what would be required and all of that, to see if that would align with you. Once you decide, hey, yeah, I would love to be a nursing care assistant, what we do is we offer job shadows. So that way, not only do you get to hear about how good that job is, you get to see it firsthand. And there's not any commitment or anything like that. You're just able to see what that nursing care assistant does live in action to see if that would be something that you're interested in. Because I think a lot of times people say one thing, but when you actually get involved, we have people that come in and are like, I love to be a nursing care assistant. And then they go in and do the shadow. Absolutely not. What else do you have available? So it saves their time and our time as well.
Right. And Kerrigan, what advice would you give?
I think, like Jessica said, just visiting our job boarding, I think people would be surprised to see what opportunities we really do have that aren't necessarily direct patient care and that people do qualify for. And I just would encourage them to take a look. And the recruiters, myself, would be one of the first points of contact be happy to walk people through that process and talk about what qualifications they might have and so forth. And we're always happy to work with them and try to find something that would work for them and be a good fit. And going off what Jessica said again with the job shadow, I think that's a really great opportunity that we have. We do that with all the positions that we do have just because we do want to make sure that it is a good fit all around as a whole.
That's a great opportunity. I think every workplace should do that. So what would you like to leave listeners with? What would you like their takeaway to be? Jessica?
I would say the biggest thing is take that chance. Look at the different opportunities that are available because healthcare is not going anywhere. It is here to stay. It's pretty solid. At some point, there's someone that's going to get sick. There's going to be a baby that needs to be born. So look to see how it is that you can give back because that is basically what healthcare is about, giving back, serving those that need our services. So taking those opportunities to think outside the box, challenge yourself for different opportunities because we have so many different opportunities outside of just clinical. So business positions, anything like that, just taking that step and maybe even just asking to volunteer. And that way you can see that exposure and just what healthcare or Reed Health could help serve you. And you can find your why here.
And Kerrigan, what would you like listeners to leave with? What takeaway?
Honestly, I think, Jessica, that was perfectly said. Just taking that chance and healthcare is not going anywhere and we're going to have opportunities for everybody. So just taking that chance for sure.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, both of you. I'm sure you're very busy and we really appreciate all your advice and insight. I just love hearing about all the things Reed Health does for their employees. Again, our guests have been Jessica Burton and Kerrigan Working from Reed Health. If you're interested in finding yourself at Reed, visit us at bereid.com. That's bereid.com. You can also call 765-983-3162 for more information or visit reedhealth.org. And that concludes this episode of Right Beside You, a Reed Health podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast and all the other Reed Health podcasts. I'm Maggie McKay. Thank you for listening and be well.